So they thought as long as we were up here, we'd do one more. And this, this is a Lou and Peter Berryman song. And it's Mr. and Mrs. Noah.
Why don't you put those on yours?
And this is a discussion that Mr. and Mrs. Noah are having as he's loading the ark. And as typical couples, they don't always agree on who should be coming on the ark. So, so this is their discussion. You got the sheep?
I got the sheep.
You got the germs?
I got the germs.
You got the giraffes?
Got the giraffes.
You got the worms?
Got the worms.
You got the scratches?
The scratches? No scratches.
No, well, what do you mean no scratches? How are you gonna populate the world without the camphormatic lowering of the scratches on the edges of the fins? Their feelers are their flanks along their wings and up their antlers, undulating in the chambers of their underwater dens.
To tell the truth, that I need my glasses.
That's what happens when you're 84.
To tell the truth, although they're fairly easy to attract, they're hard to catch, they smell like paint, and they're reported to be mean. Besides their being fast and dumb, they also are destructive, eating fields of purple loosestrife and exuding gasoline.
Well, you got the bears.
I got the bears.
And you got some bats.
Got the bats.
And all the moths.
Got the moths.
And you got some rats.
Got some rats.
And you got the yunchies.
Yunchies? No, yunchies.
No,
Sorry, I'm just going to see this part of the music.
How are you going to populate the... Wait a second, I lost my place with that. Okay. How are you gonna populate the world without the transcendental yelping of the yunchies in their caverns off Belize? The thinsulated bulges of their oscillating bellies making ripples in the undertow below your dungarees.
What good are they for though they wander glumly to the traps? They make a mess in their self-important and are hard to get to know. Besides their being petulant, they roam across the earth, digesting boxcars of plutonium and peeing H2O.
So you got the pigs.
Got the pigs.
And you got the voles.
Got the voles.
And you got a bunch of flies.
Got flies.
And you got the moles.
Got the moles.
And you got the patangas.
Patangas? No patangas.
No, How are you gonna populate the world without the syncopated gurgle of Batangas and the locks along the fox? Their hypersonic flutter of the subthoracic nubbins toward pupation in riparian delphiniums and flocks.
What good are they for though they do adhere to tanglefoot? They are unruly, overbearing, and they feel like lumps of snot. They multiply and devastate the zebra mussel population, plus they feed on tsetse flies, which bothers me a lot.
You got the flurgs.
No flurgs.
You got the boobs.
No boobs.
You got the quiche.
No quiche.
You got the coobs.
No couche.
You got the galumpies.
No galumpies.
You got the pippings.
No pippings.
Oh, Noah. How are you gonna populate the world without the voobs and coobs and kielsch and flukes and pippins and galumpies in the trees? Their symbiotic eloquence while inching up the Cambrian, descending pentatonically in groups or twos or threes.
What good are they for though they have their moments, they do nothing but collectively make oxygen where diesel smoke belongs. Sporadically ingurgitating PCBs and acid rain, they live to eat the editors of long and silly songs.